So let's review. Today's daf began by continuing yesterday's list of tefillahs that various chachamim used to say after davening and on other occasions. Many of these tefillahs we recognize from our own davening, such as Rebbe's tefillah of Shetatzileinu me'azifanim u'me'azizpanim, that Hashem save them from being brazen and from encountering brazenness in others, which we say after Birchas HaShachar. Rav's tefillah of Elokai ad shelo nitzarti eini chedai, where he expresses his feelings that he considered himself as unworthy as before he was born, which we say is part of the Vida on Yom Kippur, as the Gemara tells us that Rav Amnuna did as well. And Marberei de Ravina's tefillah, which begins Elokai nitzar l'shayne meirah u'svasai medaber mimah, asking that Hashem guard his tongue from speaking evil, which we say after Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara then goes on to present a series of familiar sayings by various chacham that were margale bupamayu, that they would often repeat, such as Rav's famous teaching that Olam haba imboi lo yachila b'lo yashtiyah, El tzadikim yoshim v'atrisim b'rishim, that in Olam haba there is no eating or drinking or other bodily functions, but only tzadikim sitting with crowns on their heads and delight in the radiance of the Shekhinah. We also learned the various blessings with which the students of the great academies would take leave of each other. You should merit to see your world, meaning all your needs fulfilled in this world, and in the end be zeichel la'olam haba. They quoted the pasuk, "Alufeinu misibolim ein peretz." Rav and Shmuel, or Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Laza, interpreted this pasuk as follows. Chadama, one of them said, Alufeinu means our leader in Torah, and Mesubalim means who are laden in mitzvahs. V'chadama, the other said, Alufeinu means our leaders in Torah and mitzvahs, Mesubalim who are laden with suffering. Ain parents, they should not experience a breach, Shloheilonu ben oitamu shemakdich tavshil baram, that none of us should have a son or a student who will become depraved. Among other Agadata teachings, we learn that the entire world is sustained in the merit of great tzaddikim, but they themselves often go wanting, as was the case with Reb Chanina, about whom a bas kol, a heavenly voice said, "Kol oilam kulei nizan b'shvil Chanina b'ni, v'Chanina b'ni, dai le b'kav cheruvin me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos." The whole world is sustained through the merit of Reb Chanina, but he himself had to suffice with a small measure of carobs each week. The Gemara then spoke disparagingly about the townspeople of Masa Mechasya, where large throngs of Jews would gather twice a year to hear a Vashi lecture, yet the townspeople remained unimpressed by the sight and did not convert to Judaism. Tosfos add that a pillar of fire used to descend from heaven over the assemblage, yet the non-Jewish inhabitants continued being indifferent. Closing off the parak, the Gemara returned to the Mishnah. Chasin imroitza likris kaira. The Chacham hold that even though a chasin is exempt from saying Kriyishma on the night of his wedding, nevertheless, if he wishes to, then he may. Reb Shimon Gamliel held that he may not, because we are chayish liyayra, we are concerned about the appearance of an excessive and arrogant demonstration of piety on the part of the chasin. The Gemara points out an apparent contradiction between the views of the Chacham and Reb Shimon Gamliel regarding this concept of yayra. On the one hand, when it comes to a groom reciting Kriyishma, even though he is exempt, we learned in our Mishnah that the Chacham allow it, but Reb Shimon Gamliel considered yayra, unless the chasin already enjoys a reputation as a Talmud Chacham, v'chasid, a learned and pious person. On the other hand, when it comes from refraining from work on Tisha B'Av in a locality where that is not the general practice, we learn in a different Mishnah that the Chacham allow it only for a Talmud Chacham, but for an ordinary person they consider it yayra, while Reb Shimon Gamliel allows it for anyone. Reb Yochanan accepted that these are contradictory positions, and therefore he holds that in one of these Mishnahs, Reb Shimon Gamliel's and the Chacham's positions should be reversed. Rav Shisha Berida of Idi, on the other hand, feels that there is no contradiction, and draws a double distinction. On the one hand, the Chacham could argue that a groom who says Kriyishma is behaving just like everyone else around him. Therefore, there is no real appearance of Yehira, whereas someone who refrains from work on Tisha B'Av, in a place where that's not the general practice, is marking himself as different than everyone else around him, there we would be Chayish Liyehira. On the other hand, Rav Shimon Gamliel could argue that in the case of Tisha B'Av, no one really knows for sure why he's refraining from work. He might just be idle or unemployed. While in the case of a chasin saying Kriyishma, he's making a clear statement that he considers himself pious enough to concentrate on Kriyishma despite his situation. Therefore, Rav Shisha Berida of Idi holds that both positions of the Chacham and of Rav Shimon Gamliel are not contradictory.